Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. You're tuned in to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, everyone, and welcome, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Whiffle Bat Wednesday. Hey, we've got something, you know, something kind of funny just right off the bat. We have this little clip of watching Biden at this press conference, and as he's walking away, he tries to grab at one of the press, one of the women in the press, and it's so funny because she pulls back in her reaction. She kind of like turns away from him real fast and gives him this look like, "Ew, you're not gonna touch me."
Oh no, creepy Joe inbound.
Yeah,
10 o'clock.
Yeah,
move.
She moved quickly out of the way, yeah. like averting his grab.
Evasive maneuvers.
That's right.
Yep. That's a woman who's been through some, you know, situational awareness training and understands, you know, how to get out of a dangerous situation.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, that, and we've got some more interesting news from President Trump, who headed to Turnberry in Scotland and got there.
Turnberry.
Yes, that's right. And got there yesterday. And so I didn't realize that he had two golf courses
in
Scotland.
I did not either.
One in Aberdeen and one in Turnberry. And
there we go.
Oh my gosh, the one in Turnberry. Again, he got a phenomenal
reception
with
incredible
bagpipes. And boy, they really laid it on thick. It was really nice to see it. And then, of course, the bagpiper played outside Turnberry for quite some time. And boy, that place is just amazing.
Wasn't that awesome up on that hill?
It's
magnificent.
It looks like
absolutely
a castle.
You know what it kind of reminded me of is a large version of, we went to Yellowstone National Park,
right?
You know, a few years back. And there's this colonial old, it's huge. I mean, it's got, you know, the white columns. It's like yellow, but it had all the white columns all the way down. It's like 200 feet long.
Yeah.
And just, it looked like the one that Trump went to was a twice as big version of that. And the one that we saw was magnificent.
Right. Yeah. And this, it was just very impressive. So it's really cool that they're so enthusiastic about him, and rightfully so. So it's just nice to see it.
Yeah, it was cool watching the parade routes just lined up with people waving and cheering and taking videos and just drawn to it. You know,
yep.
Like we were saying yesterday, the whole world wants to see him. They know the election was stolen.
Yep, they sure do. And furthermore, they're watching what we're doing with all of our election fraud. And so we have a clip here for today in segment two from an interview with Kash Patel.
Oh, yes.
And he is describing how the different people from this 51 intelligence officers list are directly responsible for election fraud.
Where they straight up lied.
Yep.
I mean, they lied about, well, the laptop is, you know, our intelligence investigation shows that it's a Russian, you know, disinformation campaign, when they knew it wasn't.
Right.
They weren't even deceived. They were the deceivers.
Right. Exactly.
Knowing full well what they did, what they were doing while they were doing it. And not only do they need to lose their security clearances, that needs to happen like right now, and then they need to be arrested. I mean, it is treason. It is literally treason, the textbook definition of treason.
That's right. Well, and that's the thing, is there's so much treason going on right now. It's unbelievable. And I'm glad that America's finally come around to actually being willing to call it what it is and speak about it, like Trump saying flat out that it's treasonous.
Yep.
Like the clips that we had yesterday about the 51 intelligence officer officers, he said, yeah, in my opinion, that is just flat out treason.
Yep.
And he's right. And so, well, speaking of things like the FBI and whatnot, a further update. Again, we had mentioned this last week, but in Texas, the FBI will be conducting a large-scale nuclear training in Houston this
yes.
week with multiple law enforcement agencies that will be collaborating in secret in a mass training program in the Houston metro from May 1st to the 5th. And so apparently Houston is going through that right now.
Yeah, exactly. This whole week. And once again, like I pointed out in the Sunday night podcast, this is the federal government doing training just as far as they are letting the public know, is saying, hey, if you see helicopters and FBI agents running around, just act like nothing's happening because we're doing a nuclear attack drill.
Right.
Okay, so that's continuity of government, which used to be called civil defense. Now it's continuity of government. So there's nothing involving or preparing the citizenry for the eventuality of a nuclear attack. Not even, there is nothing, there was no public information campaign related to citizens protecting themselves, using radiation detectors at the local level to find out if it's safe where they are. And emergency communications to know where to move to if their area is irradiated. And, you know, AMRON has addressed this. And actually, if you go to AMRON.com, you can type in a couple keywords, nuclear or radiological. And that will bring up a couple podcasts that I did with links to resources there. You'll find those if you use nuclear or radiological. You'll find those, well, at least three postings and podcasts with tons of resources there and how survivable it really is if you act appropriately. And a lot of people don't know this. The government is not helping the people in the area of civil defense. So it depends on us, self-reliant citizens, to educate ourselves. And so those resources are there for you guys. Check them out.
Yep, absolutely. And so, gosh, furthermore, we've got other interesting things going on around the nation. I'm very happy to see this. An article from the Epoch Times describes that there are now efforts to ban China from purchasing Tennessee land. And so hopefully that just goes like spreads like wildfire, because honestly, that there needs to be a ban on that in every single state in the United States. It says here that the Republican state representative Jason Zachary said the bill was about protecting farmland in Tennessee from adversaries of the United States from taking hold of Tennessee land. The intent of this piece of legislation is to ensure that the communist Chinese government and their foreign businesses cannot come into Tennessee and continue to buy our ag land, he said. The Department of Ag currently has its latest report, which shows the Chinese currently own, get this, 384,000 acres of ag land, of our ag land.
In Tennessee or just in the country?
Across the nation. And they own 384,000 acres of our ag land. That's enough land to hide all of the Chinese nationals coming across the border, isn't
it? We need to amend that bill where it says, you know, a ban on China owning land. It should just end, write it, banning China, period.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from they can't buy anything, they can't come here. I mean, they, our enemy, can easily hide a gazillion Chinese nationals that want to attack America in right. 384,000 acres of ag land. It says that is up from 192,000 acres in 2019. This piece of legislation addresses a national security threat. It ensures the ag land of the state of Tennessee is not owned by our enemies. Well, duh.
I'm curious to know where all of the advanced party saboteurs are that have been coming across by the thousands, hundreds or if not thousands across the southern border.
That's
of
right.
Chinese citizens.
Well, you know, I mean, if you think about how big 384,000 acres covers, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I mean,
that's a small state.
It could be hard to find somebody in 600 acres. You
right.
know what I mean? Little, which is a section, you know, but just imagine, you know, more than 380 of those. You know, I mean,
right.
It's like almost, well, closer, maybe just closer to about 700,000.
We'll just start looking near our
700 of those.
Just start looking near our military bases.
Well, exactly. Look in 700 sections of land around all our military bases,
right.
And we'll probably find all those Chinese nationals hiding out.
Yeah, just unbelievable watching the proverbial the lunatic smashing his own hand with a hammer.
Well,
and that's what we're doing. We know that they're there. We've seen them. I mean, they're those hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese that have come across the border. Those are the ones that are known.
You're
not
right.
To mention all the ones that are unknown, and ones that are known, where are they?
Exactly.
I mean, what are they doing? Documented them. We did our job with turning my report.
Yeah, we took their picture and turned them loose.
Exactly.
And they gave us some phony name with some Chinese writing that we couldn't read, and so we just let them go.
Right.
You know, I mean, what's going on?
My name is David Jones.
Yes.
Right.
With my friend Bob Smith.
Yes. Oh, well then, proceed. By all means, make sure you turn yourself in and show up for your court date.
Wow. You're right.
Well,
and then I've got, in addition, I've got another thing here from the Epic Times that describes that China is refusing critical communications with the U.S. now. And so it says here that the Biden admin has never sought to cut communications with China, but China's communist leadership has become tight-lipped since illegally flying a spy balloon over the United States in February, which was subsequently shot down. We've never been shy of talking, and we hope the Chinese will meet us halfway on this. And, says Burns, who's the admin spokesman. Person. He says, we had a pretty good pattern of communication until the balloon incident, and that coincided with a public disagreement between us on the issue of Chinese assistance to Russia for Russia's illegal war in Ukraine.
Right.
And so that is never good. That as soon as the communication stops, that's when they start loading.
When there's no diplomatic dialogue, that's a very dangerous sign.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, that's pretty much where we've reached. Right now, they're pretty much speaking through outlets like this, where it's an official giving a press release.
Right.
That's how our governments are talking to each other, essentially, right now, for the most part.
Yep.
And, you know, that breakdown of diplomacy is a really big step toward kinetic warfare between two countries that are already, you know, in adversarial position with each other.
That's right.
So, well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day and find out what the Lord has in store for us, because that is so important these days.
It's the best of all.
Yes.
And so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, that read, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget hospitality. For through this, some without knowing it have entertained angels. Remember those who are imprisoned as bound with them, those who are ill, treated as being yourselves also likewise treated in body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and the bed undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your way of life be without the love of money, being satisfied with the things which are at hand. For he himself has said, I shall by no means give you up, neither by any means shall I abandon you. So that being of good courage, we say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What shall man do to me? Remember the ones leading you who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith." And that's it.
Well, that is great scripture.
Isn't it?
Yep.
You know, I especially love that part about, do not forget hospitality, for through this, some without knowing it have entertained angels.
I know. That scripture, when I read that, I always think back in my life. I start, you know, doing a little back instant replay
of
the different times when I could have, you know. And you wonder, ooh, I wonder, could that have been an angel that I didn't even know?
That's right.
You know, and that we're going to know one day. We're going to look back, you know, here's the review of your life. Skip this part. Skip that too.
Right.
Never play that again. And there's the moment.
Yeah.
You know. And I look forward to that.
There was one incident that you and I were in that we both have that kind of question about, that the man that we were talking to had some very something interesting about him.
Yeah.
That didn't quite fit what was going on. You know, right. something about the moment was unusual, and he was very helpful, very kind. And
well, there's a certain vibe that came off of him. Yeah, yeah. We were riding our motorcycles and stopped at a certain place, and I just glanced at him, and he kind of struck me. There was something that just really stood out about him. I couldn't place it.
Right.
He kind of looked, you know, kind of hippie-ish, but not. I don't know. He was like 30 years old or so.
Right.
But there was something very striking about him. I thought and. And I went inside, and that's when you interacted with him. And it was one of those times when you were, just down emotionally. You were
it was challenges. That was a very, very difficult day. And and so we had stopped to get gas, and it was interesting because I have this thing about washing the bugs off my helmet visor with one of those.
Yes,
with one of those squeegees for your car windshield.
There she is squeegeeing herself.
So there I am, scrubbing the bugs off my helmet. You know, while I've got it on, and I'm like scrubbing them all off. And then there's no paper towels to wipe it off. And I'm going,
right.
Oh no,
yes,
you know, and all this is just dripping down my helmet. Well, and this guy, he says, "Can I help you? Can I give you, I think I've got a towel here for you if you would like this towel." And I was like, "Oh no, that's okay. No, I'm good." I was embarrassed.
Right. Right.
Like, "Oh no, somebody saw me do that." Right. and so then this other lady from inside the store comes running out with paper towels and she's laughing at me. And, so it was just a funny moment. But when I looked at the guy, there was something very distinctly different that I've never seen in anybody else's.
Very piercing.
His face and his eyes. I looked at his eyes. I had to like do like a double take because his eyes seemed like they were like electric, like on fire, like on fire.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember I was so shocked by what his
countenance.
Face, his countenance. I was so shocked by it. I mean, he had a nice expression, but I'd never seen anything quite like that. And I was like, kind of like dumbstruck for a minute, like, what's that? You know what I mean?
And then they were gone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so we left and then all of a sudden after we went about a quarter mile, it hit me. I was like, oh, I wonder.
Right.
I wonder who that was.
Yes. Who was that? There was definitely something that stood out. Even me, and all I did was just glance at him. But, you know, those are those moments. Like you said, you read this scripture and you start, you know, your mind starts flipping back to these times, those instances where you interacted with somebody and it went, you totally missed it at the time.
Right.
Right over your head.
Yep.
Until afterward, you start looking back and it was such a unique.
Yeah, because something hits you strangely. Yeah. Something hits you like, well, wait a minute. There was, you start adding up all the stuff. Well, his clothes weren't quite right. You know, like
right.
His clothes weren't quite right. Everything about it was not quite matching.
And there was a vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, good. That is just a great scripture to meditate on today. Can you repeat that?
Well, yes. That was...
not the whole scripture.
Right. Exactly. It was Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 7.
There we go. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0. And when we come back, I've got a cool Cash Patel audio clip, and it'll be just enough time to get that to play that. But stick around, Patriots. We'll be back right after these messages.
There's wars and rumors of wars. 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 Wars and rumors of wars.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that This will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless you guys for your support. Thank you for helping to keep us on the air, those of you who do. The rest of y'all, we could really, and we appreciate your help. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab there and find the different ways you can support us. We are listener supported, so it really depends on you. Okay, Lady Liberty, couple things we want to hit on here real quick.
Yes, definitely. We've got 5 more states that are now pushing laws to limit mRNA-based vaccines in our food. And we are covering this last week and a little bit the week before because this started April 1st. And
yes.
And so this is quite alarming. And this can't be understated as far as the danger of this, right? And so just now, I mean, the fact that they've introduced it into the food supply
right.
without even getting any legislation to say that that's okay.
What else is alarming is that only 5 states have stepped up to introduce legislation to stop it, either stop it or require labeling of it. No, this is like, you know, if we're gonna put strychnine in your food, it has to be labeled.
Right,
no,
exactly.
It doesn't belong there. Period.
Right, right. And so it says here this is being covered by the Epic Times under Facts Matter with Roman Balmakov, and I like that reporter actually. He's pretty straightforward, and he says, unbeknownst to most people, there's a push to scale up the use of both mRNA technology and gene therapy on the livestock that winds up on our supermarket store shelves, meaning that whether it's beef, pork, lamb, chicken, or turkey, the meat that you're purchasing from the store could very soon contain the remnants of mRNA-based vaccines that the animals were treated with. Right now, only 5 states are pushing transparency bills. They're not even pushing bans.
Right.
They're pushing just have it labeled. You know,
yeah, that's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly. That's nope. Like, yep, just like you said.
All right. And before we close out the show here, we've got Cash Patel's statement, if you want to introduce that.
Yes, there was a great interview here recently with Cash Patel and Steve Bannon talking about the intelligence officers that are primarily responsible for the election fraud.
Yes.
Cash Patel, let's talk Mike Morrell. Give us an update on what you're seeing and what you're working on, because it's scarier in the fact that it's more in your face. That like right now they don't care anymore. There's just up in your grill of what they're trying to do to basically thwart MAGA and thwart President Trump returning to the White House, sir.
Steve, great to be back with you. And it goes to the heart of your tremendous interview with Donald Trump. I think the fact that you guys are seizing upon the 2-tier system of justice and the hypocrisy in law enforcement intelligence is what's going to catapult President Trump to victory. Look no further than Mike Morrell for using law enforcement intelligence to rig presidential elections 3 consecutive cycles. The former head of the CIA, when the Benghazi attacks happened in the Obama administration, he single-handedly edited out the information and references to Al-Qaeda because the Obama administration didn't want it to be a terrorist attack. Morrell admitted to doing that to achieve a political end. That was 10 plus years ago, so they could win the next presidential cycle. Don't believe me there? Fast forward to Russiagate. Mike Morrell, still a senior level CIA intelligence officer, comes out and says Russiagate is real and Donald Trump is a Russian asset. Don't believe me? Look at the testimony he provided Jim Jordan under oath, where he admitted to doing that for political gain, to simply have Trump lose. And he wanted Hillary Clinton to win so he could become the next CIA director. That's his own admission. Fast forward to the latest scandal, the next presidential election. Mike Morrell, at the triggering, that's his word, of then campaign advisor to the Biden campaign, Tony Blinken, calls him and says, we need a counterpoint to the New York Post story that Hunter Biden's laptop is real. 4 days later, the 51 Intel officer letter circulated, signed and headed up by Mike Morrell. He just admitted to Jim Jordan under oath that Tony Blinken was the reason he did it, because they needed a narrative to dispute the New York Post reporting at the Biden campaign. And if you recall, Joe Biden held up this letter during a presidential debate and said, what? This is Russian disinformation. My son did nothing wrong. It was architected and orchestrated by one individual, Mike Morrell, the former most senior intelligence officer in America, has rigged three straight presidential election cycles by his own admission. We have got to get these guys in check. This committee has got to produce more documents, and this is why Donald Trump's going to win.
And Kash Patel brings the wiffle bats out.
Yes.
That is just dynamite information.
That is outstanding that Morrell even admitted to being responsible for throwing the election, three elections in a row.
They're simply put, these people need to be swinging from ropes.
Yep.
I mean, it is straight up treason. And by the way, it's the only crime in the Constitution that lists the punishment.
Yes.
Shall be death.
That's right. Everybody that commits treason gets the death penalty.
That's the way it should be. Absolutely. All right, you guys be safe out there and meditate on that scripture from Hebrews. What a great one. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.